This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. Amma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, the title of my khutbah this week is Winning is about staying in the race. It's about perseverance. I want to begin with a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well." I want to repeat that. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, and to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well." Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best of people are those who are the most beneficial to the people." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas." You are the best of people and you have been extracted for the benefit of people. Now, I'm not against happiness and neither was Emerson. But happiness can be the result of very selfish and toxic behavior. People engaged in substance abuse, for example, or in backbiting or slandering or other negative activities can be very happy in their toxicity. That is why the importance of focusing on meaningful, honorable, compassionate action. The root cause of our problems as a society globally is that we have lost our ethical and moral compass. We have made the single-minded pursuit of profit at any cost our life's objective. That is why we have a world that is full of war and violence. Violence of all kinds. This is not sustainable and must change. People are not equal. Not in this life, not before Allah. Our job is to become winners and raise winners. Losing is the default. That's the law of entropy. If you do nothing, you will lose. Everything goes downhill unless you stop it. A garden untended grows weeds, not roses. A house left unattended doesn't clean itself. A car not maintained breaks down. A body not exercised loses muscle and strength, not the other way around. So you must decide what you want from life and then go and get it. The only thing that comes just by waiting is death. Everything else needs back-breaking effort because results are proportionate to effort. You don't make the effort unless you enjoy it. You will not make the effort unless you enjoy it. And that is where a belief in yourself and your mission makes all the difference. I say to you that to be, you must do. To do, you don't have to be, but unless you do, you will never be. To be, you must do. You don't have to be to do, but unless you do, you will never be. My favorite coach is Vince Lombardi of the Green Bay Packers. He won 5 NFL championships, including Super Bowls 1 and 2. He said, "Defeat is worse than death because you have to live with defeat. Winning is not a sometime thing. It is an all-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. The quality of a person's life is in direct proportion to their commitment to to excellence regardless of their chosen field of endeavor. If you want to know whether you are a winner or a loser, check if you made your bed this morning. Check what your car looks like, inside and outside. Do you return a shopping cart to where it is supposed to be after unloading your shopping? Everything matters. Everything matters. All your attitudes and actions indicate your mindset. Winning is important because only winners matter. In 2021, Georgia Tech coach Luis Scarlatta asked his football team a question. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? That will happen only if you have a deep belief in yourself and in your goal. One without the other won't work. You need both. That is why passion is so important. In World War II, Japan was all but destroyed with two atomic bombs that America dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. What followed was not one or two people, but the whole nation sprinting without a finish line in sight. Despite the unbelievable loss of life and destruction of infrastructure and society, there was neither despair nor an exodus of Japanese towards the West, nor any hatred for Americans who destroyed their country. Instead, using the strength of their Bushido tradition, there began a reconstruction that in two generations made Japan an industrial powerhouse. Japan not only excelled in manufacturing products, but also innovative production practices and quality standards that became a byword in industry worldwide. The remarkable thing about Japan and the Japanese is how their culture comes through in the best way in all that they do, be it in education, in sport, or international relations. It is visible in their schools, railway stations and trains, and in the way their people behave at soccer matches. All this happened, as I said, with the whole nation working as one with no finish line in sight, working for the love of their nation and with pride in their culture. It happened because their actions came out of their pride in their identity and culture, which they showcased for the world. In the Seerah, we read about the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. We can see many examples of those who sprinted when there was no finish line in sight. Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, Musa bin Umayr, Sa'ad bin Mu'ad, Abdullah bin Rawaha, Abdullah bin Jahash, Ja'far bin Abi Talib, Zayd bin Haritha, Abu Salama, Sumayya bin Takhayyat, Yasir bin Amir, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, and many more who died before Fatah Makkah were the foundation stones on which stands the grand edifice of Islam. They didn't see victory, but it stands on their shoulders because they invested themselves in it and continued to do their best to invest more and more, ultimately their very lives, even though they never saw any sign of victory. That is true faith. And Allah was and is their witness. And He said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as for the foremost of the muhajirin and the ansar, and those who follow them in goodness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. And He, Jalla Jalaluhu, has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow to stay there forever and ever. That is ultimate triumph. The important thing to understand is that life is hard. Competition is a fact. It's a fact of life. Life has winners and losers. We must prepare children to be winners, not tell them lies about how fantastic they are as they are. No need to change or correct anything. All in the name of preserving their self-esteem. This is the biggest disservice that is done to children in this country, which gives them an inflated and unreal sense of self-importance. A bubble that is begging to burst. And when it does, it leads to shock, despair, even suicide. Self-esteem that is treated like a crystal ball shatters at the first impact of facing reality. Self-esteem which is treated like sparring in a dojo is strengthened by constant testing against honest opposition. Strength only builds by working against resistance, not by giving into it. Praise that has not been earned takes away the competitive aspirational edge and is a recipe for disaster. In life, you can only win after heroic effort, not just by wishing for it. To talk about the power of positive thinking without any mention of the sweat and blood it will take is like telling people to stand at the foot or bottom of a flight of stairs and positively think themselves to the top without climbing the stairs. Go on, do it. See if it gets you to the top. It's a con job, 100%. The truth is that winning isn't loyal to you. Winning doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are or how hard you work. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you got or lost. You will win if you do what it takes to win. Just like you get to buy the thing you can pay for. Your sob story is deeply uninteresting and totally irrelevant to winning or buying. The first thing to learn, therefore, is to listen to some hard talk without flinching. In the ring, the one who wins is not the one who can hit hardest, but the one who can take a hard hit and remain standing. That is life. The race doesn't end when you fall, but when you fail to get up. Resilience is to get up after every fall. As they say in China, if you fall 6 times, get up 7 times. The most important career and life advice that I can give you is to differentiate. Because differentiation creates brand. Brand inspires loyalty. Loyalty enables influence. Memorize this. Differentiation creates brand. Brand inspires loyalty. Loyalty enables influence. And then go out and differentiate. Here are 5 secrets to surefire success. Number 1. Build a reputation for reliability. Reliability is the result of consistent, high-quality work. Not a flash in the pan. Not doing something right one time. But doing something right every single time. That means delivering on promises. It means that you hold yourself to your own high standard of behavior, which others may not even expect. It starts with punctuality. Don't wait to be asked. Get prepared to deliver even if nobody asked you. That is what legacy is built on. It's called trust. My principle is, I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. Number 2, be a problem solver. Never say I can't do it. Say I can't do it yet. That little 3-letter word says it all about your attitude. Do you have an attitude of positive inquiry, persistent, perseverance and courage? Or do you give up at the first sign of opposition and difficulty? When you say I can't do it yet, you are saying that you are still in the race and you are looking for different ways to achieve the goal. Difficulty only motivates you. You love challenges. It takes away the fear from the equation and replaces it with excitement. After all, excitement is fear that expects a happy ending. When you have this attitude, people will come to you for help. That is how you win hearts. People love givers. They hate takers. That is what leadership is all about, giving. People look up to those who can help them to achieve their goals. That will build your equity, give you influence, and inspire loyalty. Only contributors have influence. Consumers are a commodity. Consumers are used. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to contribute. When we forgot that and became consumers, the world forgot us. Number three, remember, people are asking WIIFM, what's in it for me? People are not interested in you or your goals. They are interested in their own goals. Show them how listening to you will help them to achieve their goals, and you will have total attention. Remember, this is not about deceiving people or some sweet-talking spiel. It's about figuring out how to help people in a way that helps you to achieve the goals of both. It's about understanding people, looking at their world through their lens, and then building a bridge from their world to yours in a way that both win. It's about being inclusive without compromising your principles. Number four, quality is not the only thing. Quality is everything. Make your bed as soon as you get out of it. Your bed and your car show if you are a winner or a loser. Quality is visible in everything you are, everything you say, and everything you do. Quality is the result of taking pride in who you are and your work. It is to remember that all that we say and all that we do reflects brand value and character. This is real self-esteem. To act with awareness that all our words and actions reflect on us and are our signature. Quality means to go the extra mile. Do more than is expected. Not for name or fame or money, but because it's a mark of who you are. Quality is your most powerful asset and your face and signature in life. Quality is al-ihsan. Rasulullah ﷺ gave the most powerful definition for quality and said, to worship Allah as if you can see Him. And though you can't see Him, know that He sees you. And that applies to every aspect of life, not only to worship. Because quality is Islam. There's a wonderful story, a teaching story about this little fishing village in South Asia, where they used to dive for pearls. And in this village lived an old woman. She was very old and she was blind, and she had a daughter. Just the two of them in the world, nobody else. The daughter used to dive for pearls and she would bring them up. And she would sort them. And every time she came up with a very special, valuable pearl, she would put that aside in a bag for a rainy day. And her mother knew where this bag was. And there was a pearl dealer who used to come to the village every month, and he would buy the pearls from the pearl divers. So one day this girl goes, and she is diving, and she gets attacked by a shark, and she dies. The mother is absolutely devastated. She had nobody in the world except his daughter, and the daughter is dead. But grief is grief. So after some time, this mother remembers that this girl had kept this bag of pearls, special pearls. And it so happened that the pearl dealer was coming that day. So this old lady, blind old lady, takes this bag of pearls to the dealer. The dealer lays them out on his table, sorts them out. And he finds a black pearl in that bag of pearls that the mother brought. So this dealer, as you know, a black pearl is very, very valuable, and the value of a black pearl is much more than the value, many times the value of a normal pearl. So this dealer pays the old woman full value for all the pearls, including full value for the black pearl. Now there's a dealer's assistant who's watching all this whole thing happening. And once this old woman leaves, the assistant says to him, why did you do that? Why did you give the old woman full value for the black pearl, which was many times the value of the normal pearls? He said she didn't even know there was a black pearl. Otherwise, she would have told you that there is a black pearl in this. She didn't even know it was there. And she's blind. She can't see what's going on. Why did you do that? The dealer said to him, she is blind. I am not. That is quality. Last one, fifth. Manners conquer hearts. This is old-fashioned, but very powerful. Of the many things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said about his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he praised his manners, his akhlaq. وَإِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are on the best of manners. That tells us how critically important manners are. Manners are our face, our signature, the expression of our lineage. They are our prestige, our memory creators, and our legacy. Nobody will remember what we owned or even what we looked like, but they will never forget how we made them feel. It is not about seeking popularity. It's about doing the right thing because of who you are, not because of what the other one did. You're not a puppet in somebody else's hand where people can make you do this or that. You are a person of worth who does what they do because they believe in it. Manners span boundaries of culture and nationality and generation. People don't know how much you know or your experience or your expertise, but they can see your smile. So show it. Greeting sincerely and warmly and first will open more doors for you than anything else in the world. And that is why the first advice that Rasulullah ﷺ gave to the people of Medina when he migrated there was Afshu Salam, spread Salam. Especially because people with beautiful manners are rarer than ever. That means you will stand out. We must regain those times when the children of Muslims were known for their manners. People used to say the best mannered children are the children of Muslims. That comes from Muslim parents who have good manners. Because you can only give what you have. And children listen with their eyes. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. As someone advised the youngster, be kind because you will have very little competition on that path. Be truthful. Don't lie even as a joke. Be generous. Be thankful. Show that gratitude. People are not mind readers. Even if they are, they like to hear you say that. An attitude of gratitude is the most powerful way to win friends and influence people. The rest will follow. Finally, never chase money. Never chase money. Chase quality, money will follow. Because people remember quality long after the price is forgotten. And that's the Gucci family slogan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to show and live our Islam and make this our signature in this world. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.